Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the fifth line with the words Tani Rebbe Yoimeh. Tani Rebbe Yoimeh Arba Amos Afafi She'ein Sham Arba Defonos. Rebbe says in the Baisa, if a Sukkah measures four Amos, even if it does not have four walls, it's valid. Rebbe Shimon Oimeh Arba Defonos Afafi She'ein Sham Arba Amos. Rebbe Shimon says if it has four walls, even though it does not measure four Amos, it's valid. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Afafisha Ein Shama should say Arba Amos V'Arba Defonos. Yehuda says even if it does not measure four Amos nor have four walls, it's valid. V'chein Hay Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Mezuzah Afafisha Ein Shama Arba Amos V'Arba Defonos. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda obligates a room in a mezuzah even if the room does not measure four Amos nor have four walls.
Mestavra Rabbi Yehuda Yoide Leilein Rabbanon Veilein Rabbanon Leyoidun Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'af al pishe yesh sham arba amos v'arba defonos, shehi patur min ha-mezuzah ve'ena toiveles b'masas. It's logical to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanon, means Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi, who say that if a sukkah measures four amos or has four walls, it's valid, as the Yehuda says that it is valid even without either of these two conditions, but the Rabbanon do not agree to Rabbi Yehuda that even if the room measures four amos and has four walls, is exempt from mezuzah as it's certainly termed a temporary dwelling. Rabbi Shimon Omar Arba Rabbanon Ami Shalish. Rabbi Shimon says that a sukkah must have four walls. Rabbanon say that it must have three. Ma'atayim and Rabbanon. Sukkahis, 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 harei shalish, echa lemalon, ushtayim lematon, v'ashlishis medivrim. The source of the Rabbanon is the psukim in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel, psukim mem beis and mem gimel. The word sukkahis appears three times. One refers to the schach and two for the walls, and the third wall is rabbinically required. Ma'atayim ad Rabbi Shimon, sukkos 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 mole. That the first two mentioning of the word sukkos is written without a vav, and the third time is mentioned with a vav. Harei arba, so that makes four, because you have sukkos is written as if it's singular, so you have singular, singular, plural, and that makes four. Achas lemalon, v'sholosh lematon, v'arviyis midivrihem. So you have one above, means one for the schach, three for the walls, and the fourth wall is rabbinically required. Rabbi Chiya bar Ada Amar, train amoyim chad Amar Talmud Rabbanon v'chorna Amar Talmud Reb Shimon. Rabbi Chiya bar Ada had a different way to present the sources, that there were two Amarayim, one gave a source for Rabbanon and one for Rabbi Shimon. Ma Talmud Rabbanon, v'asukati yaletzel yomam mechayrev. Hare achas lemalon sukkoi 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 hare shalosh, and he says the reasoning the source of the Rabbanon is the pasuk in Yeshaya perek dalad pasuk vav. It says a sukkah will be a shade in the daytime from the hot sun. This pasuk teaches that the sukkah must provide shade, meaning there has to be schach, and the word sukkah is used three times in the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra to require three walls. Ma time of Reb Shimon, the sukkah tiel etzel yom mechayrev hare achas lemalon. Sukkah, sukkah, sukkos, mole, arei, dalad. And Rabbi Shimon, the source will be that the sukkah will be shade, as we have the pasuk in Yeshaya. This teaches that they have to have schach. And in the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, the pasuk says sukkah, sukkah, sukkos, which, as we said, totals four, meaning that a sukkah must have four walls. Rabbanon de Kisrin, Shamon Taima, Reb Shimon, Vetaimon, Durabonon, Miladein, Kraya, Vesukkah Tiel, Vesel Yom Mechayrev, Hari Achas, ולמח זה למסתור, הרי שתיים, מזר ממוטו, רבון עבדין מזר ממוטו אחס, ובשימן עובד מזר ממוטו שתיים. And a third version of the sources comes from the Rabbon of Kisar, and they say that the earlier posuk is expounded as follows. A sukkah will be as a shade in the daytime from the hot sun. Again, it's the posuk in Yeshaya. So that refers to one. As a protection and shelter, that is two, from storm and rain. Rabbanon counts this phrase as one, and Rabbi Shimon counts it as two, and that's why you end up the Rabbanon require one less wall than Rabbi Shimon. V'tani kein shtam kiruchosim v'shlishis afilu tefach. We have a support from a braisa. Two must be four walls, and the third may even be one tefach long, as the third wall is only rabbinic, and this refers back to one of the earlier sources. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shtam shal albo trochim v'shlishis afilu tefach kosher.
And Rabbi Chiya quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that if two walls are four tefachim long and the third is even a tefach, it's valid. Rabbi Hoshea, by oisan shel tefach shenosnam be'emtha mahu, Rabbi Hoshea asked if the third wall of a tefach was positioned in the middle, is it valid, or does it have to be on the side? Chazav ha'amah oisan shel dalad tefachim shenosnam be'emtha mahen. Then he asked if the four tefach walls were positioned in the middle, is it valid? Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha kadein uvda asa kaimi Rabbi Yaffa Ba'achsha. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said that a case like this where the walls were distant came before Rabbi Yaffa and he ruled that it was valid. V'tani kein chotze ha'amudim makifim oisa ha'amudim kadefon ois. We have a support from a bais that if a courtyard is surrounded by pillars, they serve as walls. V'hamas nisa pliga asuz kilchosen k'sheiris shalai kilchosen psulois. Ask the Gemara from a Braitha, there should be the opposite, because if they are built correctly, they are valid, but if not, they are invalid. Savin Meima Be'emsa, they thought that incorrectly means that they're positioned in the middle, and this would mean that this Braitha that we just mentioned contradicts the earlier Braitha. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Elu Shalai Keneged Elu. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explained, no, it means that they were not positioned opposite each other.